should come on board as a Bowen Health Ambassador. Can you tell us why you've put your hand up?
Yeah, so there's a few initiatives the club's obviously involved in and passionate about, and I was pretty passionate about, or being a new dad, pretty passionate about some of the stuff the Bowen Health Foundation gets involved in, and I've done a few ward walks here at Bowen Health before, and love being a part of it. So as soon as the opportunity came up, I jumped on it.
Yeah, not the first player to do it. A number of I think the Selwoods have been heavily involved.
Yeah, Scott Selwood.
Players over the years involved with Bowen Health. So it's a nice relationship between the club and Bowen Health.
Yeah, it certainly is, and I've seen some of the work the boys have done over the last you know, several years, obviously, and loved watching them be involved.
Football's on the doorstep. You've got the match practice, what do you want to call it, against North Melbourne tomorrow. Will you suit up for that?
Yeah, I will, yeah. All's going well. So last few weeks have been a nice little lead-in. So a little bit of downloading, a little bit of training and that sort of stuff. I've been able to control it really well this off-season and tick off exactly what I need to tick off, which I'm really happy about.
Yeah, no awareness with the calf, no issues.
Nah, it's all good. Yeah, all good. Late last year, obviously had the injury, and over Christmas I had a little bit of awareness, but I was able to get a really solid training block in, and had a really solid program over the Christmas break. Obviously, because I was playing a little bit of catch up from missing a little bit at the start. So really happy with where it's at now.
How are you enjoying the competition for the ruck duties at the moment? You've got four blokes that could easily put their hand up and take the number one mantle. How's that driven you this pre-season?
Oh, it's good. I think it's good for all of us, and every club, every player will say the same thing. It's competition for spots is healthy for a list, and I truly believe that, and all four of us are really trying to develop our own game and therefore developing each other's game. So Darcy Ford coming in as a new player, seeing what he's been able to do, has been really impressive as well as a mature age recruit. He's ready to go. So, and obviously Ryan Abbott kicks goals, plays well, and Zach Smith is a good ruckman. So, obviously competition's healthy. Really enjoying the battle at training.
Yep. In terms of you potentially having to maybe play forward occasionally, is that on the cards as well if the club decide to go with two rucks?
Yeah, if that's the way they go, I'd love the opportunity to play forward as well, and I've played forward quite a bit before. If that's the way Scotty wants to go with it, I'd be happy to do that.
Yep. There's always somebody that comes out of the pack, burns up the track. Anybody that's caught your eye this pre-season?
Anything that comes out of the pack. Brendan Parfitt's had a good pre-season. He's been training really well. Couple of the new boys, Gary Rowan, is over here behind me. So if I didn't mention his name, I'd get a kick on the way out. He's been training really well. And obviously, Luke Dalhouse, he's come in and really performed as well. Couple of boys that obviously bring a lot of that pressure as high forwards and bring some really real excitement to our sort of forward half play, and it's been really enjoyable to watch.
Yeah. I suppose the drudgery of the conditioning and the running is gone now. Is it nice to know that there's competitive football on the horizon?
Yeah, absolutely. You get to this time, this part of the pre-season, and everyone's really excited because you know that the bulk of the work, I suppose, has been done, and it has been a fair bulk of work this year. So I think everyone's stepping up their pre-seasons as we have, and they're not getting easier, that's for sure. But it's been super enjoyable and really satisfying to be able to get through one and with games just around the corner.
Do you expect to play both JLT games?
I'd hope to, yeah, I'd hope to. I'll see what the management looks like from the club point of view, but I'd love to keep that continuity through and play.